Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm recording a little bit earlier today than I normally do, because I have a work thing. I have a work thing from 5 to 8, and so I have to do that. And I normally record about 5:30 or so, something like that. And so I just needed to go ahead and get the recording out of the way. And actually, yesterday's show I recorded on Monday because I had a haircut yesterday. And so I was gone all day long yesterday, driving to the haircut, getting the haircut, driving back from the haircut, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And didn't get home until around 10:30 last night. And so I recorded on Monday. And yeah, so I feel like we've got some voicemails. And I haven't gone through them, but I'm going to play this most recent one because I know this is a recent voicemail. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And yeah, we'll see if it's actually new.
Hey, Adam, it's Tony in Illinois.
Hello.
Hey, I was just catching episode number 79 of the Mix Minus. And I noticed that my voicemail was on there as well, but I didn't call two different numbers because I didn't know what the Mix Minus number was, because I was going to leave it on there, so I thought I'd call your number, so I don't know how he got it. But anyways, that's besides the point. I still cannot download episode 78 of Mix Minus, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, you're going to have to call...
I'll have to go to another podcast, something or other, so what's it, the 78, but for whatever reason, I can't download 78. That's it.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Call technical support, Tony. Well, thank you for your call. You know, that might have been my bad. It's interesting because, okay, so we are sharing, and I don't want to get into too much detail here, but we are sharing an account for voicemail. I combined Geeky Gay and Mix Minus into an account with a service called Twilio, but Twilio lets you have multiple phone numbers. And it's more for developers. It's more like, hey, I'm developing this app and it needs to send and receive phone calls, or it needs to send and receive text messages, or send and receive texts, or whatever. And so they have a developer environment. They have a developer APIs and all that kind of stuff, so you can write scripts or you can bake it into your application, and they handle the phone part. And so I thought, oh, that's going to give us a lot of flexibility. Plus, it ended up being a little bit cheap because the Geeky Gay voicemail I was paying for, and this new one is based on usage and not a flat fee. And the usage, I feel like, is going to be cheaper for both Mix Minus and Geeky Gay together than I was paying just for Geeky Gay by itself. So anyway, regardless, come to think of it, I think I need to cancel that other account. I don't think I've canceled it yet, but regardless, I have to go in and download. I'm going to write a computer script to do all this for me, but I haven't done it yet. And so I manually go in and download the voicemails, and I downloaded them. Maybe I accidentally downloaded, you know, yours somehow, or maybe I had already downloaded yours and that I accidentally uploaded it to the thing that Daniel and I use for Mix Minus, the Trello board. Anyway, I don't know. I thought you had called both, but I guess it was my bad, one way or the other. But yeah, call Anchor support if you still can't get the download, because it worked for everyone else that I've talked to, and apparently they fixed their problem. So I'm not really sure, but thank you for your call. I appreciate it. So let's talk about yesterday. So Monday, nothing really happened. Now I will say this: the folks came over and they installed, and I don't even remember when they did it. They installed the, I guess it was Monday, but I'm not sure. I guess it was Monday, they came over and installed the floor. And I think I told you guys about that. Well, when they left, I didn't like it. And him, Mark, wasn't really super happy with it either. The seams were weird. Gary in Portland on Twitter asked me if there's a free throw line or something like that. I guess it was some basketball reference. And no, there is not. It's just a rubber black flooring. I think they're made out of recycled tires is what I think. But anyway, so I talked to the guy and said, hey, you know, I talked to the guy who sold it to us and said, hey, you know, and I sent him pictures and video and all this kind of stuff. And he said, oh, we'll send him back out. And he said, we'll send him back out on Thursday. So they came back today, which is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. I announced that at the beginning of the show. No notice, nothing. Just they called and said, we're on our way. And I mean, I'm glad we were here and that we're working from home, but there was no, I thought they were coming tomorrow. Like it just, you know, whatever. So then oddly enough, they did all this work. I sat downstairs. I took my laptop downstairs. I sat downstairs. So because Mark didn't want to talk to them. And so I sat downstairs. They kept going in and out, in and out. At one point, they brought in buckets of water. I didn't even know what they were doing. They had fans. They had all kinds of just accoutrement that they were using. And then they left. And so they didn't say anything to me. Like, nothing at all. They just left. And I went in and looked, and they had put boards down on each seam, and they had put heavy buckets of glue. They got some water somewhere, probably out of my faucets outside, and filled up a couple of buckets, painter buckets or whatever. And I think that's what they needed to do is put weight on it. But the thing is, they didn't talk to me and say, oh, by the way, we're coming back in 2 hours. They didn't say anything. They just left. And so we've got all this stuff there. Well, Mark and I both have to go soon. I have a work thing, and Mark is volunteering for a theater performance. And so I texted them. They haven't responded, but I texted them and said, hey, we're leaving soon. I hope you're picking up this stuff tomorrow was your plan, because we're not going to be home for very much longer. And I didn't know what time you were planning on coming back or what day you were planning to come back. So they didn't communicate very well. And I talked to the guy at the guy that sold it to us. And he said, well, I would recommend leaving the stuff on there for 24 hours anyway. He said, so that's probably what they're planning on doing. I don't know why these people are not communicating. Apparently they're independent contractors and they're not communicating with each other. I don't know. Regardless, I hope they don't come back, because I have to leave soon and I've got to edit this and put it out, and Mark is leaving and I don't have time to talk to them. So anyway, that's been going on. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully second time is a charm. He said, don't worry, you know, we back our work. He said, if you have any other problems or if it still is not fixed, we'll send someone back out and we'll have them redo it again. He said, we'll keep doing it until it's correct. So hopefully that is the case. So yesterday I went to get a haircut. There's not a lot to really say about that. Now they did a couple of things. First off, I just have to say, I went to Five Guys for lunch because I got there a little bit early and I'm like, well, I need to kill a little bit of time and I haven't had lunch. So I don't go to Five Guys very often. So I got a small burger and a small fry because I wasn't super hungry and I'm trying to eat less food. And I'm not really dieting, but I'm just trying to like bring quantity of food down, and eventually maybe I'll be back on Weight Watchers or whatever, but at least I'm trying to eat less. And so they make my burger and everything, and then they go to give me my fries. And there is a tiny little cup. And I was like, great, that is the perfect size. And he puts fries in that. Now, I don't go to Five Guys very often, so I did not remember this, okay? He puts the burger in a brown paper bag, puts the cup of fries on top of it. I'm like, perfect, that's the perfect amount. And then I watch as he shovels three more shovels full of fries into my brown paper bag on top of my burger and my fries. So many fries. Enough fries for five people. Most people will be happy with that, but I was trying to eat less fries. I ended up grabbing a bunch of the fries. I didn't say anything to him, but I grabbed a bunch of fries out and threw them away in the trash can outside because I didn't want to eat that much. I wasn't even able to finish the whole cup. I mean, I guess it's good value for money. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.